This morning for our Bible study, I would invite you to turn to Romans chapter 3. I want to talk to you this morning about being justified in Christ, or justification. Now let's begin reading this morning in Romans chapter 3 at verse 19. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who were under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. That's the state of all men everywhere in Adam, born in sin, condemned in Adam, dead in Adam, and guilty before God. Therefore, verse 20 of Romans 3, therefore by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law, that is, apart from the law, or by the law being fulfilled, is manifested by the witness, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. Now notice that carefully. Believe. There is no difference. For all have sinned to come short of the glory of God, being justified freely. Justified freely. Now think about that a minute. Justified freely by his grace. Not justified by the law. Not justified by our deeds. Justified freely by his grace. Through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation, to be a satisfying sacrifice, through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God, Romans 3:26, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that God might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now what about justification? What does the Word of God teach about being justified, or sinners justified? The Lord our God must deal with men upon the ground of strict justice, because he is just and holy. Justice and holiness are essential to the character of God, just as much as love and mercy. God can no more put aside his justice in dealing with men than he can put aside his love from his character. Because God is just, the only way he can save guilty sinners, and the only way he can bring the sinner into an eternal union, justified before God with himself, is if God Almighty can make that sinner both guiltless and sinless in the eyes of his own law and justice. God is too holy to look upon sin with favor. This act of God's matchless grace, by which he declares that a person is guiltless and sinless, is what Paul calls here being justified, just as if you never have sinned. Now, when God declares that a person is guiltless, sinless, justified, perfectly righteous before him, that person really is, in the eyes of God, perfectly justified, accepted in the Beloved. Our righteousness before God is not a merciful supposition. It is a blessed reality in Christ Jesus. Now here's four facts I want you to remember about the sinner being justified. The sinner being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. This justification is an act of God in mercy and grace declaring the sinner guiltless in Christ. Now here's the first point. Every believer, that is the elect of God, from all eternity, in the mind and purpose and decree of God, was justified in the purpose of God from all eternity. Now listen to me. Listen to the Word of God. Paul, speaking of God's eternal decree in predestination, declares that all of God's elect were justified in his eternal purpose and grace. Now here's the scripture, Romans 8, verse 30. Whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. In the mind and purpose of God, Notice those are all past tense, called, justified, glorified. In the mind and purpose and decree of God, it's already done. From eternity, God looked upon His Son as our substitute. And looking upon His Son, the elect of God in Christ are always and have been justified and righteous before God in Christ Jesus. The fact of our eternal justification in Christ is the reason why our race wasn't destroyed when Adam sinned, when Adam fell. Because the surety, the Lord Jesus, the surety, the great shepherd of the sheep, stood as our guarantor, as our representative man. John Gill, the old preacher that lived back in the 1700s, put it this way, as God's will to elect is the election of His people, so God's will to justify them is the justification of them. The Apostle Paul wrote this in 2 Timothy 1:9. It's God who saved us or justified us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given in Christ Jesus before the world began. The Apostle Paul wrote this in Ephesians 1. You see, the Scriptures teach eternal justification in Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before Him in love, being justified by His grace eternally in Christ Jesus. So believers, we can say, in God's purpose, in God's decree, are eternally justified. Secondly, all of God's elect were justified at Calvary when Christ died. You see, what God purposed in eternity, He must bring to pass in time. And that's what we read in the fullness of time. God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under that law. We're redeemed from the curse of the law by the blood atonement of Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ lived in perfect obedience to God's law as our representative, as the surety, establishing for that elect, for His people, perfect righteousness. We read in Philippians 2, verse 7 and 8, He made Himself of no reputation, took upon Him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. We see His righteous obedience unto death. We are justified by the blood atonement of Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ suffered and died as a substitute at Calvary, suffering the wrath of God and satisfying the penalty of God's law and justice against us. We read in Romans 5, 8 and 9, God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, much more than being now justified by His blood. Remember we read in Romans 3, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We shall be saved from wrath through Him and justified through that satisfying sacrifice the Lord Jesus Christ gave. By His righteous obedience unto death, He justified His people. In the person of our substitute, Jesus Christ, we've satisfied the law's requirements and its penalty. And now God, in perfect consistency with His justice, with His holiness, declares that all the elect of God, all for whom Christ died, are forgiven of their sin and justified in Christ. That God might be the just one and the justifier, a just God and a Savior. So if you got those first 2 points, God's elect were justified eternally. Secondly, justified at Calvary in time. Thirdly, every believer receives this justification, receives this salvation. How? Now this is a vital question. And this has been debated in religious circles for a long time, but there's no debate with those who believe the gospel, the record of God. Every believer receives salvation, justification by faith in Christ. by believing Christ. Now here's the scripture. For by grace are you saved. By grace we're justified through faith. Through faith. Not apart from faith. Not by works. Salvation is received not by doing, by believing. That not of yourselves. Faith is not of ourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Christ justified us by his great sin-atoning sacrifice, and all who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as God, as Savior, as righteousness, receive Christ and all that's in him. He's our redemption. He's our justification. He's our righteousness. He's our sanctification. We read in Romans chapter 4, he was delivered for our offenses, died as our substitute, and was raised again for our justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Faith is not the cause of our justification. Faith does not cause God to justify us. The obedience of Christ is the cause, the ground of our justification. But by faith, resting upon Christ alone as Savior, as God, as righteousness, this is how we receive Christ who accomplished our justification. You see, Christ is the justifier, and we receive the Lord Jesus by God-given, God-wrought faith. Justification is received by faith, not by works, not by doing. The Lord says this so clearly throughout the Gospel of John and in other places. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this is John 5:24, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Again, we read in 1 John chapter 5, this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. You see how salvation, this justification, is received by God-given, God-wrought faith. Now let me close by giving you the fourth thought on justification. Now listen carefully, and don't misunderstand what I'm about to say here. Every true believer, his faith is justified by obedience unto God. And that's what James is talking about in James chapter 2. And a lot of people get confused here. James says, even so, faith, if it hath not works, or obedience, is dead, being alone. For as a body without the Spirit is dead, even so faith without works is dead. Paul in the book of Romans is showing us the accomplishment, how justification is accomplished by the blood atonement of Christ, by the righteousness, the blessed obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. James here is showing how the believer demonstrates in this life that he is resting in Christ. Paul is showing us the accomplishment of justification. James is showing us the evidence of being justified. If a man is a true believer in Christ, his faith is justified by obedience. Now, listen carefully to what I said. His faith is justified by obedience. How are you going to show that you're a believer to others? By obedience, by faith, by living a life looking to Christ as all of our salvation. Any faith that does not produce obedience unto God is not true. It's not true saving God-given faith. This salvation and this justification that's received by faith is accomplished by Christ. And it's made when it's made in application to the heart of the sinner. The sinner is obedient unto God by the grace of God. Therefore, justification is the eternal act of God accomplished at Calvary, received by faith and demonstrated by obedience. We read at least four times in the Word of God, the just live by faith.